Brilliance Audio presents
Vulcan's Forge by Jack DeBrolle. Acknowledgements. Because this is my first novel, it is safe to say that I owe thanks to everyone who has ever influenced me. For a little of all of them is within these pages, from family and friends to casual acquaintances who may have imparted some piece of wisdom. A few notables are Elizabeth Ashe for her scientific acumen and Dick Flynn for his first-hand account of a heart attack. I wish now I'd taken the time over the years to list all the others. Actually, writing this book was pretty much a one-person affair. However, I've learned that publishing is very definitely a group activity. For that, I must thank Todd Murphy and my Uncle Jack for proving it's not what you know but who you know, and Bob DeForio, my agent, for being that who. At Forge, I especially want to thank Melissa Singer, my editor. If ever there was someone who knew how to handhold, it is she. I also want to thank you, the reader, for giving me a chance. Author's note. For security reasons, the government forbids vehicle traffic on Pennsylvania Avenue in front of the White House. For reasons of continuity, I've left it open. This novel is thankfully dedicated to those poor souls who suffered through the first drafts. Vulcan's Forge. May 23, 1954. The moon was a millimetric sliver, hanging in the night sky like an ironic smile. A gentle easterly breeze smeared the acrid feather of smoke that coiled from the single funnel of the ore carrier Grand Dame Phoenix. The Pacific swells rolled the ponderous ship as easily as a lazy hammock on a summer afternoon as she cruised 200 miles north of the Hawaiian Islands. The tranquility of the night was about to be shattered. The Grand Dame Phoenix was on her maiden voyage, having slipped down the ways in Kobe, Japan just 2 months earlier. Her final...